So many of us owe you so much. I guess it's now time to crown you king. King of the wrestling magazine glory days, and online, of course, when you include me in your reports. The disclaimer that I, Bill Apter, was forced to write. I'm proud to say I have no enemies in the sports entertainment pro wrestling business. You know, it's amazing. I can say that after a 45-year career in one of the most wonderful, colorful, intense, mad, and unusual worlds around, I mean, who else do you know has spent this much time reporting, photographing, and befriending half-naked men in bathing suits who make like they're beating each other up? As I write this, I'm astonished that millions of people from all over the world now witness this genre in full glory on their TVs, computers, cell phones, and iPads. You'll hear about the happiest times of my career interacting with the wrestlers, promoters, fans, and critics, as well as the ugly times that, unfortunately, no business can avoid. This book is not about the various publishing companies I've worked for. There are stories about my time at those places, but this is not a representation of their business in any way. Now, if you're wondering why the millions and millions of photos I shot throughout my career are not in this book, the answer to that is very simple. I was employed by the publishing companies, paid a weekly salary, and they own those photographs. I have no regrets. I was their employee, and it's the way their business operated. To the people who were part of this ride, no matter whether it was a segment of the good or the bad, I thank you so much for being there on my incredible journey that continues onward. In some stories, people may appear in an unfavorable light. Now, during those periods, I didn't quite understand that we just did business in different ways. However, from each of them, I learned valuable lessons that helped me make better choices as my career progressed. I do not think poorly of these people now. It's all a matter of history. But the stories do need to be told. I may have had heat with them in the past, but many are gone and the others have settled peacefully on their perches, and we are now in a friendly place. Some of this book is about my relationship with the WWE and, of course, the McMahon family. It was a fun yet sometimes troublesome roller coaster. Despite many challenging times that were purely business-based, not personal, today, World Wrestling Entertainment and the McMahon-Levesque family and I have an excellent relationship, which makes me really proud. I'm delighted to be regarded as a family member of the WWE, as one of the McMahons recently told me. If by chance I somehow left out anyone who believes they should have been included in this book, wrestlers, promoters, former co-workers, please forgive me and bring it to my attention. Know that it was not intentional. I just can't recall every step of this 45-plus years spent plying my trade. To the fans who have made me a part of their lives and asked for this book, thank you for your years of support. I enjoy meeting you on my trips around the wrestling world, love chatting about the old days as well as the current sports entertainment scene. Two final notes. I want to thank Greg Oliver for pushing me to write this book, sparkling up the chapters, and mentoring me throughout the entire process. Authoring a book is totally different than writing magazine columns and stories. I had no idea of how much of a newbie I would be at this craft. I could not have done this without him. Thank you, Greg Oliver. Secondly, most of this book is not in chronological order. I wanted to make a book that you could just pick up and dip into because that's the way I like to read. Yes, I'm a chapter jumper. So enjoy the after chapter jumps, and here we go. Chapter 1. It's never too late to start again. I was enjoying lunch with my wife and my son Brandon at Philadelphia's Xfinity Live restaurant on a beautiful sunny Wednesday afternoon in early September 2014.